ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today, we are diving even deeper into that sweet nectarian ocean known as the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fifth canto, chapter number 2, texts number 9 and number 10. I'm assuming text number 9 is on the board. Yeah. Or is it number 10? Number 10 is on the board. Okay. Yeah. So I will recite number 9 with a solo, and then we'll come to number 10 and do that responsive.
Shishya ime bhagavata parita patanti Gayanta sammasarahasyam ajashramisham Yushmachchikavalulitasumanobivristhi Sarbaibajandrashiganaivavedashaka Seeing the bumblebees following Purvachitti, Maharaj Agnitra said, My dear Lord, the bumblebees surrounding your body are like disciples surrounding your worshipable self. They are incessantly chanting the mantras of the Samaveda and the Upanishads, thus offering prayers to you. Just as great sages resort to the branches of Vedic literatures, the bumblebees are enjoying the showers of flowers falling from your hair.
उर्वचिति का अनुगमन करने वाले गौरों को देखकर महाराज अग्निग्रह बोले भगवान ऐसा प्रतीत होता है मानो तुम्हारे शरीर को घेरे हुए ये भौरे अपने पूज्य गुरु को घेरे हुए शिष्य हैं वे सामवेद तथा उपनिषद के मंत्रों का निरंतर गान कर रहे हैं और इस प्रकार तुम्हारी स्तुति कर रहे हैं जैसे ऋषिगण वैदिक शाखाओं का अनुसरण करते हैं ये भौरे तुम्हारी चोटी से झड़ने वाले पुष्पों का आनंद ले रहे हैं
Text number 10 वाचम फलम शरण पंजरा चतुरीनाम भ्रमन अभूपा मुकरम श्रृणभाम तुभ्यं लब्धा कदम्ब रुचि अङ्कवितङ्क बिन्दे यस्यां अलात परिधि च वोकलं ते वाचं परं चरणपञ्जरतिरतीनां ब्राह्मन्नरूपमुकरं श्रृणवामतुभ्यम् लब्धा कदम्ब रुचिरङ्कवितङ्कबिन्दे यस्यं मलत्त परिधि कच्छवकलं ते वाचं परं चरणभङ्ग Panjaratirtirinam Brahmana Rupa Mukaram Srinavamatuvyam
Brahmana Rupa Mukaram Srinavamatuvyam
Labdha Kadamba Rucharanka Vitanka Vimbe
Labdha Kadamba Rucharanka Vitanka Vimbe
Yasyam Malatta Paridhi Kvacha Vikkalam Te
Yasyam Malatta Paridhi
Vacham param charana panjaratirtirinam
Vacham param charana panjaratirinam
Brahmana rupa mukaram srinavamatuvyam
Brahmana rupa mukaram srinavamatuvyam
Labdha kadamba rucharanka vitanka vimbe
Labdha kadamba rucharanka vitanka vimbe
Yasyam malatta paridhi kvachaval kalam te
Yasyam malatta paridhi kvachaval kalam te
Translation of report by His Divine Grace, Srila
Prabhupada. O Brahmana, I can simply hear the tinkling of your ankle bells.
Brahman, मुझे तो तुम्हारे नुपुरों की झंकार भी सुनाई पड़ती है।
Within those bells, the cheery birds seem to be chirping among themselves.
ऐसा लगता है उनके भीतर अंदर पीतर पक्षी चहक रहे हैं।
Although I do not see their forms, I can hear how they are chirping.
मैं उनके रूपों को नहीं देख सकता, किंतु मैं सुन रहा हूँ कि वे किस प्रकार चहक रहे हैं।
When I look at your beautiful circular hips, I see that they are the lovely color of kadamba flowers, and your waist is encircled by a belt of burning cinders.
जब मैं तुम्हारे सुंदर को नीलांगों को देखता हूँ, तो मुझे लगता है कि मानो कदम के पुष्प हों, तुम्हारी कमर में ज्वलित अंगारों की मेखला पड़ी हुई है.
Indeed, you seem to have forgotten to dress yourself.
क्या तुम मस्त आनंद करना भूल गए हो?
Purport for Srila Prabhupada. With lusty desires to see Purvachitti, Agnidra especially gazed upon the girl's attractive hips and waist.
Agnidra ne Purvachitti ki aakarshak nitambon tatha kati bhaag ko kamuk drishti se dekha.
When a man looks upon a woman with such lusty desires, he is captivated by her face, her breasts, and her waist.
जब मनुष्य किसी स्त्री को इस प्रकार देखता है तो वह उसके मुख स्तन तथा कटी पर मोहित हो जाता है।
For a woman first attracts a man to fulfill his sexual desires by the beautiful features of her face, by the beautiful slope of her breasts, and also by her waist.
क्योंकि पुरुष को अपनी वासना तृप्त करने के लिए स्त्री इन्हीं अंगों से आकर्षित करती है।
Purvachitti was dressed in fine yellow silk, and therefore her hips looked like kadamba flowers. Because of her belt, her waist seemed to be encircled by burning cinders. She was fully dressed, but Agnidra had become so lusty that he asked, "Why have you come naked?"
यद्यपि वह वस्त्रों से पूर्णता सज्जित थी किंतु अग्निद्रा इतना काम मोहित हो गया था कि उसे पूछना पड़ा तुम वस्त्र रहित होकर क्यों आई हो
ओम ज्ञान तिमदं दशगनंजन शलाके चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my beloved Guru Maharaj. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Sri Nandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, who has come to me, who was standing in the darkness of ignorance with my eyes tightly closed shut and is forcing my eyes open with this torchlight of knowledge. So, in this material world, everyone is captivated by this sex desire. Even in India, where chastity was very much worshipped and
trade, they are giving in, especially in Bombay, they are giving over to this new culture, lust, lust, lust culture. What is the result of lust? You become mad. You become illusion. The living entity is subject to four kinds of defects. First one is he has imperfect senses. Because his senses are imperfect, he has the tendency to be illusion. And because he's illusion, he has a tendency to make mistakes. And in spite of these three faults, his fourth fault is he thinks I am a big, big, learned scientist. Therefore, he is a cheater. So, this lust keeps us in this conditioned consciousness. Because what does it do? It pulls you down to the level of I am male. I am female. But actually the spirit soul has nothing to do with this material body. Just like today you may be driving Honda. Tomorrow you may be driving Toyota. Are you that Honda car? Are you that Honda car? Are you that Toyota car? No, you're simply the driver. And you're simply changing from this car to that car. That's all. So now you may be driving male car. Or you may be driving female car. But that is not you. But if the car begins to go crazy over another car, and you are carried away by the craziness of the car, then what kind of crazy fool are you? You're in the category of Agnitra. So, we're all in that position. That's why we're here. Just like in the prison, you can immediately see who are the inmates of the prison. You can immediately recognize who are the criminals. Because they have the prison uniform. The guards and the administrators, they dress differently. And the prisoners, they dress differently. So, we are all wearing prison uniforms. Is this the proof that we are criminals is we have material bodies. That's the proof. So, this material body means it is subject to this influence of kama, lust. So, how will we get free from this kama, this lust? This is a very important thing. This is called brahmachari. To become free from this lust. We were describing the other day in Juhu. There are four kinds of brahmacharis. There's brahmacharis. Grihastha brahmachari, vanaprastha brahmachari, and sannyas brahmachari. The point is, everyone in Vedic culture must become brahmachari. They must train their minds how to become free from these lusty desires. Because lust will make you go crazy. Here, this woman is fully dressed woman. In his mind, he's so carried away by lusty desires. He is thinking that Purvachiti is naked. He is totally lost his intelligence. So this is the position. Just imagine, perhaps you have seen that bird. What is that bird? Ostrich bird.
Ostrich.
You seen the ostrich bird?
Ostrich.
Very funny looking creature. They have the long scaly legs. Feathers sticking, all the feathers sticking out. So just imagine when the male ostrich falls in love with the female ostrich. If we see the male ostrich, if we observe the male ostrich when he's running after the female ostrich, we may laugh. How foolish is this bird? The female ostrich, she has these long scaly legs. And a funny looking tail. And we're thinking, why is this male ostrich so running so crazy? This female ostrich is not attractive at all. But the male ostrich is seeing her just like a Purvachiti. So we have to understand, we are attracted by the opposite sex. We are just like the male ostrich being attracted by a female ostrich. Cultivating brahmachari means you have to have a philosophical detachment from the mind.
ब्रह्मचर्य का उपाय का मतलब है कि हमारे मन के अंदर दार्शनिक सिद्धांत होना चाहिए अपने मन के भीतर इसका.
In other words, you become your own psychoanalyst. You become your own personal psychoanalyst, psychiatrist.
नहीं तो आपको अपना स्वयं psychiatrist बनना चाहिए, मनोवैज्ञानिक अपना खुद का डॉक्टर बनना चाहिए व्यक्ति को.
You scientifically, from in the terms of Vedic science, in terms of Vedic science, you observe your own psychic movements.
वैदिक विज्ञान के अनुसार व्यक्ति को अपना मनोविज्ञान खुद देखना चाहिए, मतलब मन किधर किधर भागता है वो खुद भागना चाहिए व्यक्ति को.
You observe when you are on track and when you are off track.
आपको देखना चाहिए आप किस स्थिति में सही रास्ते पे चल रहे हैं और किस समय आप गलत रास्ते पे चल रहे हैं.
So Agnidra is somebody who is very, very off track.
तो अग्निद्रा बिल्कुल उसके उदाहरण है जो बिल्कुल गलत रास्ते पे जा रहे हैं.
If we find ourselves being carried away by the sight of a woman, now what I'm saying for the women applies just the opposite, the sight of a man. And what I'm saying is, and it's not a one-sided thing, but I'm just using the male example, but the same thing applies reverse for the females. When we see ourselves being carried away by a member of the opposite sex,
जब हम देखते हैं कि हम आकर्षित हो रहे हैं दूसरे लिंग के प्रति,
becoming enamored by that feminine beauty or that masculine beauty,
पुरुष या स्त्री की सुंदरता के प्रति हमारा मन आकर्षित हो रहा है तो,
then we have to check that, we have to bring that under check.
तो हमें उस भावना को रोकना है.
So what is the method of doing that? Method of doing that is very important to understand and learn. How to conquer over those lusty desires. In Vedic culture, that is called sex education. In the modern day society, they call sex education giving out, what is that, condoms. They call that sex education.
आधुनिक समाज में सेक्स एजुकेशन का मतलब गर्भ निरोधकों को बांटना.
So that is not sex education.
Sex
education means how to conquer over lust. So what is that conquering over lust? That is given by Jamunacharya. Navanava rasa. He says, Yudavati bhattanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukhashushti. What is it? Tadavati bhattanari. How's it going? Yudavati. Just not forgetting. But he's saying that ever since I've been engaged in the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, tasting nava nava rasa, newer and newer pleasure in that service. Whenever my mind becomes attracted to that form of woman, my lips curl with distaste, and I spit at the thought. So this is the actual method. Param drishtanavartate. We had to get higher taste. The actual fact is that one pure utterance of Hare Krishna has more rasa, more amrita, more ananda, more sukha, then unlimited oceans of sex pleasure. Just one pure utterance of Hare Krishna contains so much nectar that the entire universe cannot contain it. So all we have to do is learn how to chant Hare Krishna with love. And then we will not be any more carried away by the purvachittis of this world. That's why whenever there be initiation ceremony, Srila Prabhupada would have the discussion of the 10 offenses were given, namapra. Sometimes people say, well, I'm chanting 16 rounds, I'm following the principles, but still my mind's disturbed, I'm in anxiety. They don't understand, what am I doing wrong? I don't feel enlightened. I don't feel enlightened. I'm not tasting the nectar. What's going on? What's going on? What's going wrong is nam
aparadha.
So we have to see if we actually want to get free from sex desire. There's only one way to do it. We have to get that taste for Krishna's name. This is the prayer of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Aparadha guchi shudhaname guchi kriva bole habme hridaye samshara. When my offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will mercy shine, when, oh when, will that day be mine? So we have, now we are still in the position, we still have that agnidra contamination in the heart. So we have to beg Guru, we have to beg Krishna, we have to beg Guru, Gauranga, for this mercy that we can get out of this lusty mentality and actually develop a pure ruchi for Krishna's name. Because then we will not be overwhelmed anymore. Also by taking up this preaching spirit of spreading Krishna consciousness. That is how it becomes even easier to get a taste for the
name.
The more you serve the name, the more you can relish the name. So Naam Seva means it is spread this Krishna consciousness movement. To distribute Srila Prabhupada's books in ever increasing quantities. To make devotees, thousands, millions of devotees all over the world. This is Naam Seva. So the more we can serve the name to distributing Bharat books and making devotees, then our taste for the name will increase and increase and increase. And our attraction for Purva Chitti will just fade away into oblivion. Just like on a scale of 0 to 100. If you have 1% attraction to the name, then you're 99% under the influence of kama. And if you have 2% attraction for the name, you're 98% under the influence of kama. So the more we increase the taste for the name, the less we are under the clutches of kama. So we just have to be very, very aggressive to develop more and more taste for the name. And in that way, we can, instead of being overwhelmed, we can engage. Just like that our great Namacharya, Haridas Thakur, the most beautiful Purva Chitti, this beautiful girl, she came for sex enjoyment. There he was in the dead of night, in a solitary place, with the most beautiful girl, who took off all her clothes and begged for sex
pleasure.
And he tricked her actually. He pretended to be interested in her proposal. But actually he was simply thinking, how I can purify this poor girl and make her into a devotee. Don't try to imitate Haridas Thakur. Probably will fall down. But the idea is that by engaging, by this preaching spirit, actually we can conquer over the lusty thoughts. Prabhupada actually mentions in one of his purports, a man, he has a tendency to want to enjoy a woman. But if he engages that woman in the service of Krishna, he lets Krishna enjoy that woman, then the man is totally satisfied. So this is our program. We want to distribute books to all the men and women of this world. And let Krishna enjoy them. And that way we will not have any, our minds will not be agitated. We simply want to offer all the men and all the women of this world to Krishna for his enjoyment by giving them Prabhupada's books. In this way we will not be disturbed. So we have to become very, very serious now about Krishna consciousness. We should not take it at all lightly.
that I will try to become Krishna conscious. No, we must become Krishna conscious. We must live every day as if it is our last day on this planet. Why? Why? Because one day it will be. We don't know when that day will come. That could be today. Why is the last day, the last moment? Just like our godbrother Gaurgovinda Maharaj, he was giving pravachan and he died. So we have to bring ourselves to the standard of pure devotional service at every minute. We don't have the luxury of allowing ourselves a little bit of sense gratification. Of course, a little bit of sense gratification to keep body and soul together, that is our. But if we take anything beyond what is required to keep the body healthy and energized, we are flirting with danger. So we should not do that. We must understand the absolute urgency of being fixed in pure Krishna consciousness. How much indebted we are to this divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, for showing us by his example what it means to taste the nectar of being totally free from lust. It's actually amazing how Prabhupada came to America and attracted the hippies to Krishna consciousness. The hippies were running mad after sex pleasure. But Prabhupada was able to bring them to the point of brahmacharya. Because he gave these show that is a higher taste. That this Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. Prabhupada gave us these simply wonderfuls, this sweet ball. You know that sweet ball, simply wonderful. So Prabhupada, one time was asked, Srila Prabhupada, what happens when we give someone simply wonderful on the streets? Srila Prabhupada said he will take that wonderful sweet and he will come to your temple and you will become simply wonderful. Your Krishna is simply wonderful. This process of Krishna consciousness is simply wonderful. And you are all simply wonderful. And then one devotee said, Prabhupada is simply wonderful. Prabhupada said, that's alright, then kirtan. So this is simply wonderful prasad. There is nothing else like this Krishna consciousness. Every day is a simply wonderful experience of nava nava rasa. Of how to increase the taste for the name. How to increase the distribution of the mercy of Prabhupada in form of his books. How to increase the number of devotees. You see, just ever increasing nectar.
The Sisca Swamis were always trying to expand the limits of that ocean of transcendental nectar. And Srila Prabhupada has designated us as Rupa Nugas, followers of Rupa Goswami and the Six Goswamis. So if we are the actual followers of the Six Goswamis,
and
Srila Prabhupada wants us to be, and we should always be trying to increase the limits of the ocean, transcendental nectar, so that the entire world becomes immersed in this sweet ocean of bhakti, the nectar of devotion. And when one is tasting so much nectar, and Purvachiti comes in your purview, instead of thinking something lusty, you'll think, I must convince her to take this book, Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, you remain safe. If we are always in the mood of preaching, then lust will never be able to conquer us. We must have a transcendental lust. How to give every man, woman, and child on the face of this planet Prabhupada's books. Let that be our kama. And then this Purvachitti Agnidra karma will never touch our hearts. So we thank you very much, and now we'd like to ask if there's any questions.
One question.
Sometimes by mistake we do something wrong. After committing a mistake, we feel, why have I done this mistake? Why does this thing happen? Sometimes by mistake we do something.
Yes.
Then I realize I made a mistake.
Yes.
So, and then I feel very bad.
Yes.
So why does this thing happen to me every time?
Why do we have this syndrome of, why do we keep making mistakes?
And then afterwards I realize I made a mistake.
You realize it afterwards when it's too late?
Yeah.
And then do you make the same mistake again and realize it again, or you just make it once? You do the same thing again and again, like I ate too much prasadam and I shouldn't have done it, and I feel sick, and then you make the same mistake again a week later, another week later, and that way, you mean?
In some surveys, in my behavior, some mistake goes like that.
So, we make mistakes because we are still on the platform of Indriya Seva. That's why we make mistakes. Vacha vegam manasa krodha vegam. In this way, we have to conquer over these six pushings. We have the tendency to make mistakes because we are still identified or misidentified with this material body. So the way to overcome this tendency is to become more and more surrendered to Guru, to Vaishnavas, and to Krishna. You have to seek out the association of devotees who are more advanced than you. You have to find the association of devotees who don't make that mistake that you keep making again and again. By their association, you can actually get over that. It's called a bad habit, is what it is. One of my students just wrote me that she has bad habits. She doesn't know how to get rid of them, you see. So the way to get rid of bad habits is you replace them with good habits. Just like the bad habit of oversleeping, for example. How do you conquer that bad habit? Develop a good habit of getting up early for Mangalarti every day. And by that, cultivating a good habit of rising early, putting on, you know, bathing, putting on tilak, putting on dhoti or sari, and getting a taste for how sublime it is to rise early for Brahma Muhurta. The tendency to oversleep goes away because you're experiencing how nice it is to not oversleep. So if somebody has a problem, let's say, with overeating, then you can understand, well, there's many different wonderful preparations that I can, types of prasadam that I can honor. There's rice, dal, sabji, pakora, chutney, gulab jamun, rasagula, and there's another very nice one, it's called austerity. If you can have the type of prasadam known as austerity to your diet, then you can be feasting 24 hours a day. So if you have some bad habit, then you simply have to learn how to put a new habit in its place. And then you can overcome that bad habit. And you find out persons who are already expert take shelter of their association. Does that answer your question? Questions more?
Can we become free from attraction and aversion?
When?
Attraction and hatred.
When will you become free? When you develop a taste for the name? Taste you must have. If you don't have a taste for the name, you know what you'll have a taste for? Sex and food. So you have to have a taste for the name. You've got to develop a taste for the name. Why do we chant 16 rounds every day? That is your medicine, to develop a taste for the name. Nama Ruchi. That's when you overcome these bad qualities. When you fall in love with Krishna's name. Questions, Mark?
Earlier this year at the Kaufman and Bombay Festival, your disciples circulated this, your card and
your... Oh, okay. Oh, very good.
And my younger brother, whom I have been teaching to for 9 years or so, and doesn't have any much effect, he has much benefited by my enrolling.
Oh, I'm very happy to hear that. Very good.
Can you, may I add some more names by giving them a few more persons?
What is it?
To add more names.
Yes, you can give it to my disciples here.
Yes, alright.
Acharya Chandra and Acharya. You can give them the names and they'll add it.
Thank you. So yeah. You can just tell a few words about the continuing success of your enlarging this number of internet.
A few words about
this internet preaching.
Yeah, so we Prabhupada wanted, Prabhupada's taught us not to renounce anything, but to use everything for Krishna. Not that we artificially renounce anything. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was criticized because he engaged his disciples, his preachers, in going in motor vehicles.
And
living in palatial buildings also. But you know, some people say, well, unless you're living under a tree like Rupa Goswami, you cannot be a devotee. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur understood that that will not be practical for modern man. So he sent his disciples in motor vehicles, which is a very high-tech thing in the, you know, in the 1920s and 1930s. That was very cutting-edge technology, a motor vehicle. So Bhaktisiddhanta was willing to use the cutting-edge technology for pushing forward this movement. So internet is cutting-edge technology. So we must use for Krishna. We should use every possible means for creating a spiritual revolution on this planet. Questions, Mark?
All questions.
He had his hand up first.
शास्त्रों में बताते हैं कि जप करने से बहुत शक्ति होता है, रुचि आता है। हम लोग जप करते हैं, पढ़ते हैं भी, ये मोहनिधि स्वामी महाराज जो लिखा है जप को सुना, अलग अलग प्रकार का बहुत तरीका दिया है किस प्रकार जप करना चाहिए, ये फिर भी पढ़ते हैं तो फिर भी जप को रुचि क्यों है।
If you're having difficulty, even after having done so many things, then you have to remember the example of the bicycle riders. When I come to India, I always see these bicycle riders. Because in the Western countries, you will never see like we see here in India. In the villages, many people ride the bicycle to get to their job. But they live a long, long way away from their job. And that's a lot of pedaling. So what do they do? No problem, they just grab on one truck. And they go So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays in this way in his song Kabe Habe Bali Sadi Kabe Habe. He says, O enjoyer of the nectar of the name, when will I touch your lotus feet till the end of time? So Guru, he is the enjoyer of the name. Guru is absorbed in the nectar of the name. This is why taking shelter of Guru is very, very important. This is why one must take shelter of a Guru. Prabhupada was walking on Juhu Beach. He was speaking with our Giriraj Maharaj. He was talking about anatta and sadnatta. He was showing there are two kinds of dogs here in Bombay. On Juhu Beach, you see the dogs that have sadnatta. The dogs that have a master. They're big and stout. They're jolly, they're well fed. They're walking with our master down the beach.
But the street dogs, they are anatta. They are all bit up with wounds. They are hungry. They are paranoid. So, what is the difference? Dog is dog. But if he is sanata, if he has a master, then he is jolly and stout and strong. But that same dog without a master, he lives a horrible life full of anxiety. So you simply must take shelter of bona fide guru. You must hold on to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj very tightly and never let go. And then Nam Ruchi will come. If you study the nine different steps on the path to prema, then you will understand how to achieve Ruchi. The first step is you have faith in the spiritual master. The second step is you take shelter of the association of the devotees. The third step is you take up following all the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga. When you do that with complete sincerity, then gradually all that dirt in the heart becomes loose and it goes away. And then you become fixed. Nishta, fixed up, bhakta. And then you get ruchi. So accepting a guru is a very essential item. You have to have faith in guru, you have to have sadhu sangha, you have to strictly follow the rules and regulations, you have to try to get over all the anarthas in the heart, you have to become very, very solidly situated in your service 24 hours a day, and then you will get nama ruchi. Is that all right? Questions, Mark?
No questions. He was like to know any of your pastimes with Srila Prabhupada.
Pastimes with Prabhupada. Yes. I'm having a pastime with Prabhupada right now.
Do
you think Prabhupada is dead and gone? Prabhupada is here right now. We're all having a leela with Prabhupada right now. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Prabhupada was very kind to me. And his dearmost, one of his very, very dear disciples, His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj, was also very, very kind to me. I was a bhakta living in the ashram. And I was not very, I wouldn't call myself, you know, a perfect, I wouldn't say that my behavior was perfect. But Vishnu Jana Maharaj, he wrote Prabhupada a letter and he said, this boy, Steve, he's serving very nicely here in the Austin temple. I didn't see the letter that Vishnu Jan Swami had written Prabhupada.
But I did see the letter that Prabhupada wrote me in response to Vishnu John's letter. Srila Prabhupada told me, Vishnu John Maharaj has said that you are serving very nicely in the Austin Temple. Actually, the mercy of Vishnu Jana Maharaj, even though I was rascal, he told Prabhupada that I was serving nicely. That was actually Prabhupada's mercy manifesting through Vishnu Jana. That he would tell him, I was rascal, there was no doubt. There's no doubt. Vishnu John had to chastise me for being rascal. And I was so puffed up when he would tell me I was rascal. You know what I would do? I would tell him, you are a rascal. I was very proud. But yet, he was so kind. He told Prabhupada that I was serving very nicely. And Prabhupada agreed to accept me as his disciple. I was definitely what they call a mercy case. I was very puffed up. In fact, I was so proud. The first time I went to a Hare Krishna temple, I was chanting Hare Krishna. And one Brahmacharini came up to me. And she said, you were chanting very nicely. And I was thinking in my mind, ha ha ha, if she only knew that I am Krishna. I was Mayavad. I was hardcore Mayavad. Yes, these devotees do not realize, but I am Krishna. They are all worshipping me. So I was a very proud boy. Even when I realized I wasn't Krishna, and decided to move into the ashram, I was still very, very, very proud. But Prabhupada's love was so powerful that it manifested not only through Prabhupada, but it also manifested through Vishnu Jana Maharaj. And he spoke so nicely of me to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada blessed me. On August 12th, 1971, with one letter mailed from Bhaktivedanta, mailed from London, accepting me as his disciple. I was very happy to be accepted as Prabhupada's disciple. It was the perfection of my existence that Prabhupada accepted me as his disciple, even though I had no qualification. He saved me from birth and death. And seeing the very nice preaching spirit of Vishnu Jana Maharaj, after my diksha, I wrote Prabhupada one letter. This was the advantage of being at a distance from Prabhupada. Because normally when you're initiated, if your Guru Maharaj is there, then you collect some dakshina, you put out your chatter, you collect your dakshina. And you present it to your Guru Maharaj. But I was at a distance. Prabhupada was on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. So I got to write him. When I sent my dakshina, I also could write a very nice letter to Prabhupada. And you know something about Prabhupada? He was very good at answering letters. It didn't matter who you were. You could be a big sannyasi. You could be a GBC. You could just be some young bhakta. Or a brahmacharini. Didn't matter who you were. Prabhupada would answer your letter personally with love. So I wrote this letter to Prabhupada with the dakshina. And I must have told Srila Prabhupada that I wanted to spread this Krishna Ganga's movement. Because he wrote me back. He said, I can see that you are very... He noted in the letter the exact dollar amounts of each of the three checks that I had sent him. And then he... dollars and cents amount of each check that I had sent him. And then he very mercifully told me, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. That you are eager for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. He said, now just continue enthusiastically as you are doing. And surely Krishna will bless you. So, do you know how I've been able to remain enthusiastic for the last 34 years? I always remember Prabhupada's personal instruction to me. Continue enthusiastically as you were doing. And surely Krishna will bless you. What Prabhupada said is absolutely true. Because I have kept my enthusiasm going for 34 years. And as the years go by, I become more and more enthusiastic. And I am feeling more and more the blessings of Krishna. Prabhupada's words will always prove to be true. Questions more?
All questions.
How do we improve our chanting?
How do we improve it? You have to intensely desire to become a pure devotee. You have to understand you have one business and one business only. And that is to achieve pure Krishna
prema.
If you have any tinge of material desire, at the time of death, Krishna will oblige you. He will give you another material body to satisfy that desire. Do you want to take birth again? Then you must develop pure Krishna bhakti by becoming a pure chanter of the name of Krishna. There is a saying, sink or swim, but it's actually swim or sink. If you fall in the ocean off of a boat, you have to swim or you will sink. If you're not constantly trying to improve the quality of your chanting, you will lose your taste for the name. And sooner or later, you will give up Krishna consciousness.
You
go running after Purvachitti. So you have to understand that the absolute necessity of developing this the pure chanter. You will take this song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and you will sing it often with great feeling. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will help you. He will personally help you. Apanada Guchi Shudana Me Ruchi Kripa Bole Habe Hridoye Sanshar Kabe Habe Bolo Se Dinaman. If you will sing that song with great feeling, with intense bhakti, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur will personally help you to improve your chanting. Questions, Mark? Yeah.
Yesterday in the paper, there came a case of police commissioner of India. He is actually Inspector General. He is saying that he is Radharani. And he is dressing like Radharani and coming to the police station. So it is creating a national controversy. Why he is behaving in such a way?
So what is the question?
And his wife is saying that he is mad. So what should be, what is your opinion?
What is his position? He's the Inspector General?
He's the highest post of police.
The highest post?
In Indian police.
In the Indian police. So the head of the Indian police thinks that he is Radharani. The criminals should be very happy. If the head of the police is crazy, then the criminals can take over now. Yes, I have seen the picture in the newspaper on the airplane. He is wearing the bangles and the sari. The wife actually said that she thought he was frustrated because he didn't get a promotion. If he is actually Radharani, let him come to this temple. And he can stand on the altar. And we will worship him. That is my open challenge. You're actually Radharani, you come here and remain on this temple. Remain in this temple. You come and stay here permanently on the altar. And we will, how many times do you offer bhoga here?
6 times.
You come to this temple, you stand in the, we will remove the Radharani deity, you can stand there, and we will feed you bhog 6 times a day. If you're actually Radharani, then you do this. See if he will take the challenge. You must remain here. You cannot ever leave. You have to come and stay here for forever. With Krishna. See if he will come. Questions more?
We have heard that when a Vaishnava sees another Vaishnava, he should have a jovial feeling. He should be happy when he sees another Vaishnava.
Yes, yes.
But I have practically seen that when I see Vaishnavas or when they see me, they never feel happy.
Yes, they don't feel happy when they see you because you don't feel happy when you see them. If you want other Vaishnavas to feel happy when they see you, then you have to be happy to see them.
अगर आप चाहते हैं कि आपको देखिए वैष्णव सुख आनंदी महसूस करें तो आपको भी उनको देख के सुखी होना चाहिए.
आई गारंटी यू इफ यू आर हैप्पी टू सी अदर डिवोटीज दे विल बी हैप्पी टू सी यू.
मैं आपको सुनिश्चित गारंटी देता हूँ अगर आपको सुख मिलेगा दूसरे भक्तों को देखने के द्वारा तो आप जब वो आपको देखेंगे तो उनको अवश्य सुख प्राप्त होगा.
Why?
ऐसा क्यों है?
Because love is reciprocal.
क्योंकि भगवान जो है उनका आदान प्रदान करते हैं. भगवान एक तरफा नहीं है उनका विचार.
You shouldn't wait to let them initiate the love.
आपको रुकना चाहिए कि वो भी प्रेम को उजागर करें.
You should initiate the love from your side.
अपनी तरफ से आपको प्रेम की उजागर करना चाहिए.
And if you do it with sincerity and conviction, they will reciprocate. Just like I came to this temple this morning with love in my heart. Very eager to have loving exchange with the Vaishnavas here at Mira Road. And as soon as I pulled up, everyone came to offer service and everyone is bowing down to me with big smiles on their face. Because I came here wanting to have loving exchange with you all. You're reciprocating with me. In this way. Questions, Mar? No, Mataji has asked questions here.
Mataji ki taraf se ek question hi aaya hai aaj.
Women are very intelligent, I thought. Or are they less intelligent?
Mataji log bahut buddhiman hai ya bilkul buddhiman nahi
hai? Huh? Today is the best chance?
Men's
chance. Men's
chance. Prabhu. Huh? What's she
saying? Why not? There's not. We are on the spiritual platform. We are all spirit souls. No, you, the ladies can ask now also.
एक कंपटीशन है. हम लोग शाम को जीत जाएंगे. माता जी के नाम शाम को जीतेंगे. ज्यादा पहले शाम को करेंगे. हम लोग
दिस इज ओपन डिस्कशन. देयर इज नो डिस्टिंक्शन मैन एंड वुमन इन फिलोसॉफिकल डिस्कशन. देयर इज नो डिस्टिंक्शन.
दार्शनिक के सिद्धांतों की चर्चा करने में कोई भेदभाव नहीं होता है. सबके लिए ओपन है डिस्कशन.
एनी अदर पॉइंट्स?
You presented very nicely that we have to develop philosophical detachment to develop the Brahmacharya. Philosophical detachment.
We have to develop philosophical detachment for
That's the way we can develop Brahmacharya.
Yes. Brahmacharya has to have philosophical detachment. That's right.
आपने अपने चर्चा में बताया था कि ब्रह्मचारी को बनाए रखने के लिए दार्शनिक रूप से विरक्ति उत्पन्न करनी पड़ेगी दर्शन के द्वारा.
Developing love for Krishna is we love everybody connected, everything connected with Krishna.
Yes, yes.
At the same time, we should have this philosophical detachment also.
Yes, yes. Philosophical detachment liberates you from the material nature.
दार्शनिक विरक्ति हमें भौतिक प्रकृति से विलग कर देती है, अलग कर देती है.
But it won't last unless you develop love for Krishna.
परंतु ये दार्शनिक जो विरक्ति है, अगर प्रेम उत्पन्न नहीं होगा कृष्ण के प्रति तो जाल में फेंकने वाली नहीं होगी.
This is a personal instruction I've received from Prabhupada.
मैंने को प्रभुपाद जी द्वारा दिए आदेश दिया गया था इस बात का.
When I joined the movement, I was very much fond of reading Prabhupada's books.
जब मैंने आंदोलन ज्वाइन किया, मुझे बहुत रुचि थी प्रभुपाद जी के ग्रंथों को पढ़ने के लिए.
Sometimes I wanted to. Actually, one day everybody, the devotees went on Sankirtan, and I felt I want to read, so I. It wasn't a proper thing, but I went to. Devotees went to central Manhattan. Actually, I went to Tompkins Square Park.
So, one day, when we went to Sankirtan, we went to central Manhattan. अब मेरे को लगा कि मेरे को पढ़ना है, हालांकि ठीक बात नहीं थी, फिर भी मैं काफी से स्क्वायर पार्ट चला गया पढ़ने के लिए.
And I went to the tree where Prabhupada started this sankirtan.
और मैं उस पेड़ के लिए चला गया जहां प्रभुपाद जी ने संकीर्तन प्रारंभ किया था.
And I wrote Prabhupada a letter when I was under that tree.
और जब उस पेड़ के लिए मैं चिट्ठी लिखा प्रभुपाद जी को.
I said, Srila Prabhupada, I want more time to study.
मैंने कहा प्रभुपाद जी मुझे ज्यादा समय चाहिए पढ़ने के लिए.
And Prabhupada told me, actually, there is much time for study. But he said, study without practice will become, after some time, will become dry and useless. So the point is, philosophical detachment without the positive taste of bhakti. In the beginning it may have taste, but after some time it will lose taste. The Mayavadi, they have philosophical attachment. That may satisfy you from some time, but it will not permanently satisfy you. For permanent satisfaction, you must awaken the Krishna Bhakti by engaging yourself in devotional service. Question? Yes. So we've gone a little over time, I think. And but I'm going to be here all day. I give it my whole day for the Mira Road Temple today. Anyone who wants to meet with me, also I'll be doing an evening Prabhachan tonight.
D101.
That's where the others are. The programs in a home.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Home program.
Home program.
Oh, okay. So everybody can come and squeeze in.
So some people are coming under. Super jana
under.
7:30.
Okay. We thank you all very much.
आप सबका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. ISKCON MIRA DEVOTEES KI JAI.